KT Mobile.
KN4 GFW. So, finally Friday. Half a day.
Hi, my friend. Yeah, same here. I'm going to try to end my work day a little early today myself.
They're at 12 today.
Around 1 o'clock today myself, about an hour earlier than I normally do, just going to jump on some traffic. I sat in traffic for a while coming home yesterday. It was pretty bad. They had 4 or 5 accidents on the map just between Woodruff Road and the airport.
I get traffic on 29 was bad yesterday. There was a spot, man, I was all backed up, and I've never been backed up there.
Yeah, it was just one of those anomalous days where everything was just crazy. Took me on a detour around all the slow, and the detour ended up taking longer than if I had just stayed on the I-85.
You gotta love it when that happens. Probably because Google sent everybody that way.
Yeah, so I ended up getting off at Pelham Road and turning right and going up to this other road that we came back up by the airport. And that detour alone took 45 minutes.
You went up Pelham Road over there to 14 and cut back. That thing is terrible in the afternoon.
Yeah, but Google said it was going to save me like 8 minutes or something. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And then, of course, it cost me probably half an hour.
It's one of those areas right there that it's avoided at all costs.
It's between 48 and 63.
And about that. I know I got off right there at Highway 14 and tried to take a left one day. There was something I had to go do. And man, it was like, it was, as soon as you turned, it was like 4 lanes of backed up traffic, and the light is like a mile down the road.
Behind any of the lights, they don't have the lights tied together so they can, you know, be efficient. They just randomly change red and green, so there's just no way to have any kind of good traffic flow through there.
One up here in Lyman, there's 2 red lights and they can't be 200 feet apart, and it's like, man, it's they're not in sync and the traffic's all backed up, and it's just terrible.
Now Philadelphia, going to the city on Baltimore Pike, you know, all the lights are timed so that if you drive the speed limit, you know, if you get a green light and drive the speed limit, you'll get all the green lights all the way into the city, because they're just designed to change at the right time. And it's really just, it's really elegant, but it's the only place I've ever lived that they've actually done that.
That electronic sign just kills me in the mornings.
What?
LED billboards.
Yeah.
Right down here on 29, just, I guess it's south of that highway.
Okay, I think my culprit might be one of the highway signs at Woodruff Road, because as soon as I pass it, you know, the noise drops, you know, significantly. It keeps going for a little bit, but I don't know, there's something in there that just wipes me out.
Well, he's talking about timing of the red lights. I've lived in a couple of towns that the lights were timed like that, and as long as you did the speed limit, you were good. But early in the morning, sometimes they're not. They're, you know, first come, first serve on a side street.
Well, people are aggressive out here.
Crash like crazy, and I'm 5 over.
I mean, I'm just following the car in front of me, and there's some guy, like, I can't even see his headlights behind me because he's so close.
Maintain speed, and I just move over one lane, let him get by, and then pull in behind him.
Frustrated because there are a couple of trucks up here side by side, and they're not letting anybody get around.
Good cell phone signal booster for, like, to put on your camping when you're, you know, camping in a remote area.
One more time, Ken. I was going under that train bridge and had no reception.
Phone signal booster for, like, your RV. Do you know of a good one?
I said those a couple of times when I first got into RVing and just came to the conclusion they weren't really necessary unless you're, like, totally out in the boondocks, but I don't know of a good one. Like, Pepwave probably has a good one, if they even make one. But the ones that actually work and it costs hundreds of dollars. The ones that are like $50, oh yeah, this works. They don't work.
That I was just wondering. I know when we were in Georgia, and it's like, man, you barely had a signal, and half the time you didn't.
Initially amplify. You have to actually register them with the carrier you're using and get permission to use it, and you have to tell them where it is, because their network will have to adjust to the location. So it's not straightforward. And they're not great if you move around a lot because you keep having to update the location with the carrier. Because once they get a location, they will lock it to a particular cell so it doesn't get handed off all the time. And, it can be a big hassle.
For that, so it's probably not worth checking into. Man, I'm in another construction zone, this time on 29.
Where isn't it?
Sure. Afternoon, I'm going to drag the camper to East Flat Rock and drop it off at the RV place. We're going to spend the night there, and then in the morning get up and drive up to Kentucky to a KOA up there at Mount Vernon. And then I'll go over there and see the new grandbaby, pick up the granddaughter, and mess around the KOA and that a little bit, and then come back on Monday.
Heads up, they got northbound closed again. There's no traffic on it here at the 85 business north end of it, milepost 78 or whatever. But yeah, they've got it closed at some point down here.
Sounds like I'll have to take that detour again.
Yeah, but let's see, this weekend, this afternoon, we're just going to hang out at the house this afternoon because we have a wine event all day tomorrow. They're not letting people get on here from, I don't know what road this is, but yeah, they've got the entrance ramp closed here.
Figure out what all they're doing down there, because it's like they're widening the shoulder.
My goal is here, if they're going for having like four lanes in each direction, or, three lanes in each direction up through there, I think it's probably just going to be three lanes like the rest of it. Yeah, that's it. They've still got closed here. I'm at 77, and northbound's empty.
Right on my screen, yeah, I only got like a 6 or 7 mile view.
I'll let you know when I can see headlights. Oh, yeah, here we go. Just crested the hill. They've got it closed at exit 70, just north of exit 75. And it looks like a very, very long backup as far as I can see down the road. It's headlights.
Is where I was planning on getting off. I guess I'll just get off up here at the 68, or yeah, I think it's the 68 right there at the business 85.
I hit the back of the traffic jam, but man, it's just as far as I can see. Event tomorrow, and then Sunday we're just gonna, I think we're gonna ride our bikes on Sunday and maybe cook out with the kids again and just try to have some fun, take the kids to play chess again if they want to go. But just going to try to have a working / relaxing weekend.
With that. And that, yeah, it was kind of a weird evening loading up the camper because I'm not really going to be doing nothing at the camper other than, eating dinner tonight. And then we're gone until the next weekend. And then the real trip starts the next weekend.
You're going and setting up and coming home, right?
Up and then going to Kentucky and then coming home.
And, around milepost 73, 74, so exit 72 and down, you're pretty good.
God, I see it on the street now. I'm just trying to get on that business 85.
Get that.
Straighter shot, but the speed limit's lower. Not that anybody pays attention to the speed limit.
Business 85 North this afternoon. On my way home, I have to stop by our store there and pick up some batteries. I got to get some rigid batteries for the dog rescue because they've got these big fans I got for them. But we don't have enough batteries, so I couldn't find enough around the office yesterday. So I have to stop by the Direct Tools there and pick up a few on the way home.
Business 85, or off of that 129.
Having to get off of business 85 North. Hang on, I think it's like Hillcrest.
Yeah, I don't I'm not familiar with all the stuff right there on that business 85.
East Main Street, Spartanburg.
Street, that's 29.
Yeah, Hillcrest Marketplace, whatever that is. It's probably a little strip mall or something.
That's if you're over there on East Main Street, man, I'd be... The major cut-through road is like Cannon, called Cannon's Campground, you know, to get back over to 85, but the bridge is out, so don't let Google Maps take you that way.
You take that one morning when there was backup on the southbound side, it saved me a whole bunch of time.
Bridge is out now, so you can't go that way.
Yeah, tour sign last time I was going through that general direction.
Campground kind of parallels the interstate at least all the way down there to that man in Hummel.
Yeah, so you know, if that bridge is out, I think you can just keep on taking it all the way down. I forget which bridge is out, but there's still some usable side routes. I had to take one on the way home the other couple weeks ago that had me on some access road on the other side of the interstate from Cannon Campground.
Much familiar with it, you know, anything go headed north on that way, other than taking that side road down to Man and Hummel, because there's a roofing place that we buy roofing materials from sometimes right there.
They will have all this done. W2JKT Friday.
DFW. Yeah, I'm not seeing it in our lifetime. They've been working on this thing since I was in school back in the late 70s.
Well, I grew up in New York, but you know, we have extended family in Alabama, so we would get in the station wagon and drive down, you know, 95, get off at South Hill, or not South Hill, but wherever, Petersburg, Virginia, get off on 85, take 85 all the way down. And I remember Atlanta being under construction from the time I was my earliest memories when I was 4 or 5 years old until I graduated high school. It was always under construction. And then when I was living in Atlanta for college, it was under construction the entire time I lived there. And then when I moved away to go to Philadelphia, it was still under construction when I left.
Continuous work in progress. Here to 69.
The traffic northbound looks pretty good. I've already passed you. I think I'm down here at 66. So, but yeah, northbound traffic looks not too bad. Southbound's pretty empty this morning. It's definitely a change from yesterday.
Running around yesterday, I had to pick up some parking lot paint supplies, and that ended up getting some supplies at like 4 different stores.
Enough at one, or just they didn't have everything at one?
Have everything at one, and then the stuff they did have, they didn't have enough. I mean, I even ordered some from the Home Depot right there in Greer, and I just picked it up on my way home. And then yesterday I had to go to like the Home Depot over there on East Main Street, and then I had to go to the Lowe's, and then I had to go to the Lowe's over by the mall there on 26, and that to get a handicap template and to do the, you know, paint the handicap parking spot. And then I had to go to the Home Depot over there and pick up some other paint and that. And it was like, it took me a little while.
Post-COVID inventory strategy is just to have one of everything in a store now. So, you know, you need something, as long as you only need one of it, you're fine. But as soon as you need more than one of anything, you're up the creek.
Is like, you know, I could have just ordered it, had it delivered for free, but you know, it was going to take a few days, and they didn't tell you till Wednesday afternoon that they need it because they're coming in on Saturday to do the work. KN4TFW.
KT, I didn't get any of that for some reason. I'm not getting a repeater here at all. At I guess I'm at 290 now.
About that, yeah. I was saying I could have got it delivered, but it wasn't going to make it in time. They waited till Wednesday to tell me they needed it for Saturday.
Parking lot painted for Saturday.
Is there's not hardly anybody there. There's a skeleton crew on Saturday. So a lot of the spots will be available and there won't be a lot of traffic.
So is that your office?
Yeah, Roger.
I'll give you so much notice, right? You asked them to give you a day of notice, right?
That's right. It's like I could have ordered it all from the same place, free delivery and everything, but you didn't give me enough time.
Clock for all that running around town.
Wait, so if I order something from like the Home Depot by the house, I just leave early and stay on the clock, and I just basically clock out when I get to the store there at the house, and that puts me at home about 30 minutes early.
I always try to schedule afternoon meetings for my commute home, so I can leave. If I can get my meeting scheduled for like 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, I'll leave at 2 o'clock and just do my meetings in the car on the way home. And that way, I'm getting home 3:30, finish out my meeting, and I'm done for the day.
One way to do it. You see the one where the guy was doing the Zoom meeting from his car with the judge about driving without a license.
For driving on a suspended license, because his license was in fact suspended, and he's on a Zoom meeting from the car driving with the judge. So driving on a suspended license in the hearing with the judge for driving on a suspended license.
Right, a strand in the box, right?
I could make it up, right?
Yeah, you could make up a story that good.
Of aggressive people here this morning. It's starting to thicken up a little bit.
It's 85, starting to see a little more traffic. Some more big trucks. I guess they see all the backup. Although the red's going away, it's mostly yellow now.
What I'm going to do this weekend is take apart my installation here in the Chevy and see if I can figure out why I can't hear anything. I refuse to believe that the repeater is actually this bad, but I've got almost no receive strength on it whatsoever.
Full signal from the repeater myself over here. It's real scratchy this morning.
And see if I have trouble getting in. 1 second. Can you hear me?
Fine, I don't notice any difference. Still don't have a full signal from the repeater. KN4GFW.
I turned my output down to 5 watts and I can still get in fine, so maybe there is some issue with propagation or something. I don't know. I can't hear it. I got like 1 bar and I know in my truck I get full quieting on this repeater all the time, so I still think it's my installation, but who knows.
Sometimes myself and that, but it's some days it's good and some days it's bad, or I switch over to, the 285 and it works fine. I just can't believe it's the installation.
I get the 285 machine in full quieting pretty reliably all the way down to almost Greenville.
Run this thing on full power, but ever since I had that issue on the 285, I've turned it down to like 20 watts now.
Try the 285 machine without the camera plugged in?
I haven't changed yet. I've just been having all kinds of stuff to do when I got home.
I'd like to know if unplugging the camera fixes it.
Call the backup.
I'm at the airport right now, and it's, I'm definitely all by myself at the moment.
You'll be down there at the airport and be by yourself.
About a half a mile ahead, another wave about half a mile behind me, but I'm sitting here in a pocket, which is kind of nice.
Another slow down right in front of me.
One wind, can you?
Yeah, you can. I mean, I can see all the brake lights up there, and I'm slowing down. There's people just speeding up past me. The patrol's sitting there at that ramp. Shoulder, and then like they're ready to come on for something. It was weird yesterday. I got passed by a pickup truck that was all painted for the highway patrol.
But he's over at 85 a lot of the time in the afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's the 44. I used to get on at the 44 all the time. And it there's a pickup truck, and it just looks like every other pickup truck with a toolbox on the back of it. And it's definitely a highway patrol. I think it's painted white.
Yep. One with a toolbox a few times. People pulled over. I guess it's their stealth endeavor there. I wonder if they did that on purpose or if it was just a drug seizure or something that they put in service. But, yeah, I've seen the plain white truck with the toolbox. I'm sure that surprises people every time.
From about 30 seconds, I'm probably going to go into a bad spot.
AJKT.
Should be able to hear you again.
Been kind of in a bad spot myself, I think.
Something was right there in that one spot. I think it's my Dan's. The car's in the way of the antenna. I need to get me a mag base and get it up on the top.
You having issues with like my pattern or something? Because I'm coming up on Woodruff Road and I'm starting to lose a repeater already. Usually I don't lose it completely until I get down to exit like 40 or so. But I guess it's just not a good day today.
I'm fixing to pull into the road to the plant, so I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome weekend and a safe rest of your day today, and I look forward to catching you back on next week, KN4 TFW.
Talking to you this morning. I hope you guys have a great, fun weekend and safe travels as well as you go to Kentucky this weekend. So we'll chat with you next week. This is W2JKT 73.